What's up, Oos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
That Thursday evening, my mom took me to the nearest 7-Eleven store for a Slurpee. When we got in, there were only three people besides us. The night shift guy behind a counter, a middle-aged woman buying scratch cards, and this weird dude. He was pacing slowly down the aisles, hands stuffed into the pockets of a filthy hoodie. He would stop and stare at everyone every 2 seconds. At first, I didn't pay attention. I was too busy agonizing over which Slurpee flavor I wanted. But when I looked up, I found him staring right at me. He didn't look away, which made me awkward. And even when I looked away, I could still feel him watching me. I told myself not to overthink it. But the second the woman at the register left and the little bell on the door chimed behind her, the whole store changed. It was subtle, but heavy, like someone sucked the air out of the room. Mom was walking toward the refrigerated section to grab a water. I followed, and so did he. He drifted behind me, not even pretending to shop now. One second, he was three aisles away. Next, his reflection appeared in the freezer door right behind me.
Hey, what's your name, sweetheart?
That word, sweetheart, made my skin lurch. Before I could answer, Mom stepped between us.
Back off! She's a kid!
He smirked like he didn't care much.
Relax, I'm just talking. Not your fault your daughter's getting all the male attention and you're jealous.
My mom was stunned to see his audacity. She immediately called out to the 7-Eleven staff, complaining about the man harassing us. Mom then pushed me behind her as the employee rounded the corner.
Sir, the employee said firmly, you need to leave, now.
The man glared at him, muttering something under his breath, then stormed out of the store. The door banged so hard it rattled the windows. I felt my legs shaking. Mom squeezed my shoulder.
Don't worry. We're leaving too.
We paid quickly. The employee apologized and kept checking the window like he expected the guy to come back. Mom made a joke about how she needed a bubble to keep creeps away. I laughed weakly, trying to pretend I wasn't terrified. As we stepped outside, the cold air hit my face. The parking lot was mostly empty. I remember stepping closer to Mom, clutching my Slurpee too tight, thinking the worst was behind us. We walked toward our car. Then, it happened so fast, I still can't piece all of it together in order. Something moved, fast, from behind the black van parked next to us. A hand shot out, then an arm, then another. Before I could scream, the man was on me, grabbing my upper arm so hard it felt like fire ripping across my skin.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Come here!
He snarled, yanking me toward the van. His grip felt inhuman. Not like a regular person grabbing you, but like claws digging in. I screamed. Not a normal scream. One of those raw animal sounds that tears your throat. Mom lunged after me instantly, grabbing my other arm and pulling me back. For a second, I was the rope in a violent tug of war. The man punched her. The sound was something I'll never forget. A sickening thud, followed by my mom gasping. Her glasses flew off, skidding across the pavement. I saw blood spray, then drip down her lip. But she didn't let go. He punched her again, this time directly in the nose. I heard a crack sound. She cried out, but still pulled on me with everything she had.
Let go of my daughter!
My legs felt like lead. The man wrapped his arm around my waist, lifting me half off the ground. I kicked and thrashed, sobbing. He dragged me closer to the van's open sliding door. Mom was still holding on to me, but from the amount of injury she suffered, I knew she wouldn't be able to hold on for long. The man understood that too, so he kept laughing and pulling me harder. Just when I thought all hope was gone, I saw headlights. Two cars pulled in simultaneously, tires crunching loudly. Both drivers started shouting. The man froze. It was only a second, but it was enough. He shoved me away and then bolted into the driver's seat of the van. The door slammed. The engine roared. The van shot out of the lot so fast the tires screeched. I hit the ground, palms scraping on the concrete. Blood smeared across my hands. My mom collapsed next to me, clutching her face, still reaching for me like she thought I'd slip away again. People ran toward us. One of them called 911, while the other checked up on my mom. My ears were ringing. My vision felt blurry, but I remember looking at my mom, her face swollen, blood running down her chin, and realizing she had taken every punch just to save me. At the hospital, doctors confirmed her nose was broken in two places. Her cheekbone was badly bruised. She needed stitches above her lip. I remember sitting beside her bed, crying all night. The police came. We watched the CCTV footage together. Seeing it from the outside made me sick. Seeing how close he came to getting me inside that van still haunts me. They caught him 3 days later. A detective called to say he'd been living out of that van, and that he'd done similar things before. But this time, he didn't succeed, because my mom fought like a woman with nothing to lose. Sometimes, when I wake up at night shaking, I still feel his hand on my arm. But then, I remember the other hand, the one that never let go. Mom's. The truth is, she didn't just save me in that parking lot. She saved every birthday I'll ever have, every tomorrow I might have never seen. I look at her now, healed but still carrying faint scars, and I realize they aren't marks of what was done to her. They're proof of what she fought for. People say I survived a monster that night. I didn't. I survived because my mother loved me more.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I swear this happened exactly the way I'm about to tell it. It was around 12:40 a.m. when Bailey shook me awake. Her hair was a mess, her eyes half open, and one hand was resting on her belly like she always did now that she was 8 months pregnant.
"Kyle,"
she whispered.
"I'm starving. Please, can you get me something? Any chips and maybe a donut and something spicy."
Pregnancy cravings were unpredictable, but Bailey rarely woke me up for them. She looked genuinely uncomfortable. I sighed, but sat up. All right, I'll go."
"You're the best,"
she murmured. I grabbed my hoodie, slipped on my shoes, and stepped outside. It was a short ride to the 7-Eleven near our street, so I took my bike. The bright fluorescent lights of the 7-Eleven felt like stepping into a different world. The night shift worker nodded at me. I went straight to the shelves, grabbed Bailey's chips, two donuts, and even those sour gummy worms she loved. On the way to the register, I impulsively added a pack of smokes. I don't smoke much. Bailey hates the smell, so I usually sneak one outside before heading home. I paid, stuffed the junk food into my hoodie pocket, and stepped out. To the right of the entrance was the usual smoking spot. The problem was, the area was dark. The one light above the garage bins had been dead for months, and the whole corner reeked. Not just bad, rotten. I wrinkled my nose but shrugged it off. I just needed a few minutes. I leaned against the wall and pulled out a cigarette. I had it between my lips and my lighter in my hand when I heard a whimper. At first, I thought it was a cat, but it wasn't. It sounded like a grown man crying, the kind of muffled sobbing that comes from someone in pain. I turned my head slowly. The noise was coming from the far end of the dark corner. I pulled out my phone and turned on my flashlight. The beam cut through the shadows. A man was crouched down beside the trash bins. His face was buried in his arms as he rocked back and forth. He wore filthy, torn clothes covered in grime. His shoulders looked like he was crying or maybe freezing. "Hey, man, you okay?" The rocking stopped. He even stopped crying. Slowly, way too slowly, the man lifted his face. I swear my whole body locked up when the light hit him. His eyes were stretched, like he'd opened them too far. His left eye twitched like he was trying to focus. The left side of his face was torn open. Raw, red flesh, like something had ripped off a chunk of his cheek. And hanging off his fingers were tiny pieces of skin, stuck under his nails. His lips and chin were wet with blood. His own blood. That's when the realization hit me. He had done that to himself. He stared at me with those twitching eyes, head tilted like I was some kind of puzzle he was trying to solve. I backed up slowly, whispering, Okay, I'm gonna go. In one sudden jerky motion, the man stood up, and he was huge, at least 7 feet tall, towering over the trash bins. His shadow stretched across the pavement. I gasped. He looked small while crouching, but now he seemed impossible, almost deformed in height. His head twitched sideways, and without breaking eye contact, he raised a trembling hand to his wounded cheek and started digging into it. He hooked his dirty nails into the torn flesh, peeled back a piece, and I swear on my life, popped it into his mouth, chewing slowly. Deliberately, like he had done this before, many, many times. The rotten smell I noticed earlier suddenly made sense. It was him. I stumbled backward, sprinting across the parking lot, but I was so shocked by the horrible sight that I didn't notice the curb nearby. My toe caught it. I went flying forward and hit the ground hard. My chin cracked against the pavement so violently, I swear my vision flashed white. Warm blood poured down my neck as the skin split open. I scrambled to my bike, hands shaking so badly I could barely grab the handlebars. Behind me, I could hear him coming, his bare feet slapping against the ground. I tried starting the bike, but the fear caught me. "Start!" I yelled. "Please, please start!" The engine sputtered once, twice. The man was almost at my back. I could hear his breathing, ragged, hungry. Finally, the engine roared to life. I kicked off. The bike jerked forward. I was relieved that I'm going to get out of this situation. But as I shot out of the lot, the man leaned in, impossibly close, and spat at me. A warm, thick splash hit the side of my face. I screamed, nearly losing control of the bike, as he started laughing. This horrible, broken, choking laugh, clapping his hands like a child amused by a trick. I sped away until the man disappeared into the distance. When I got home, Bailey was waiting at the door. One look at me, the blood, the trembling, and wild eyes, and she knew something horrible had happened. I told her everything while she pressed a towel to my chin to stop the bleeding. She didn't question a single part. She cried and held me, and for the first time that night, I let myself fall apart. We went straight to the ER to get my chin stitched, and then to the doctor the next morning, terrified of what had landed on my face. I don't know how long that man's spit stayed on me before I washed it off, but I swear I can still feel it sometimes. People laugh when I tell them the story, say it sounds made up or exaggerated, but I know what I saw. I know how he looked, how he smelled, how close he came to touching me. I haven't been inside a 7-Eleven after dark since that night.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight. Enjoy the excitement and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
If you've ever worked late shifts, you know that tired, foggy feeling you get after midnight. The kind where even walking into a brightly lit 7-Eleven feels like stepping into a dream. That's exactly where my head was the night everything happened. I wasn't expecting anything except grabbing an energy drink so I could stay awake long enough to drive home. I headed straight for the fridge in the back. I grabbed a canned energy drink, shut the door, and that's when I heard it. A small whisper behind me.
Please. Please help me. Don't let him see me.
I turned around, and for a second, I thought I imagined it. But then, I saw a girl, barely 15, crouched between the snack shelves, eyes wide, mascara smeared down her cheeks like she'd been crying for hours.
I need help. He's here. He's looking for me.
Okay, it's all right. Just come with me.
Is he inside?
She asked.
No,
I said, but the cashier can call someone. She hesitated, peeking over the shelves toward the glass door. Then she moved closer, staying behind me like I was a shield. We walked toward the counter slowly. The employee on shift immediately caught the look on my face and straightened up. Before I could answer, the bell above the door chimed. She gasped and dropped behind me. I turned to see a man in a dark hoodie, scanning the store like he already knew who he was looking for. And something about the intensity in his eyes rang the alarm bells for me.
That's him?
She whispered, voice cracking.
Please don't let him get me.
Call 911, I told the cashier. The employee didn't even question it. The man in the hoodie started towards us, hands out like he was pleading.
Let me talk to her. You don't understand.
The girl behind me was shaking so violently I could feel it through my jacket.
Don't listen to him. He wants to hurt me.
She cried. And the way she said it, there was so much fear there, so much certainty that I believed her completely. I yelled at him to back off. He slammed his palm against a table nearby, letting out his frustration.
Please, just move out of my way. I need to take her back or else...
She's not going anywhere with you, mister. The cops will be here soon.
I didn't trust him. I didn't trust anything about the situation except the fact that the girl was terrified. We waited. Longest 4 minutes of my life. The girl kept pacing behind the counter, gripping a napkin dispenser like she thought she'd need to defend herself. She kept whispering,
"Don't let him catch me."
Then the sirens came. Two cruisers pulled into the lot fast, lights flashing, tires screeching slightly as they stopped. I felt a wave of relief so strong my knees almost buckled.
Okay, you're safe. They're here.
But the moment the officer stepped out, something felt wrong. They didn't look confused. I thought they'll restrain the man, but instead they walked straight toward him and asked,
"Where's the girl?"
Before we could even react, the man pointed at me. Two police officers stormed past me, and tackled her. She screamed, not the scared kind I'd heard earlier, but a violent, almost feral shriek. She kicked, cursed, clawed at the floor as they pinned her wrists behind her back.
No! Let me go! Let me go! Don't take me!
What are you doing?
I yelled, stepping forward.
She's the victim! He's the one following her!
The officer nearest me shot me a sharp glance.
She's the suspect. He's her father.
I froze.
What? Father?
The man stepped closer, chest heaving, eyes bloodshot. Up close, he looked less like a monster and more like a man who hadn't slept in days.
She ran,
he said quietly, voice shaking.
She hurt someone. Stabbed a woman. I've been looking for her since 7 o'clock.
My stomach flipped. The girl's screams turned into sobs, raw and hysterical, as they lifted her off the floor.
You're lying! I didn't do anything! She deserved it! She tried to take my stuff!
She wailed at her father. Her father closed his eyes, tears slipping out.
I'm sorry, he whispered to her. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to help you.
The officers pushed her outside toward the cruiser. She fought them every step of the way. I stood there, unable to move. My brain couldn't reconcile the terrified kid I just tried to protect with the violent suspect they were dragging from the store.
She told me you were going to hurt her,
I said. Her father didn't look angry at me. If anything, he looked grateful.
I'm glad someone stayed with her, he said quietly. Thank you. She's been running from everyone tonight. We just didn't want her to hurt herself or anyone else.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
I thought I'd feel stupid or ashamed for misreading the situation so badly, but all I felt was hollow. Because the truth is, if I hadn't stepped in, if she'd run again, someone else could have gotten hurt. Maybe another innocent person. The police drove away with her still screaming in the back seat. The father followed them in his car, hands trembling on the steering wheel. And then it was just me and the cashier again. The Slurpee she had held so tightly sat on the counter, melting into a dark red puddle. I keep thinking about her eyes that night, how terrified she looked, how convincing she was, how easy it was to believe her. And now, I keep thinking about something else. The next time someone begs me for help, will I know if I'm helping the right person? Because that night at 7-Eleven taught me something I wish I didn't know. Sometimes the person you're protecting is the one you should be afraid of.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.